This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. As Washington debates comprehensive immigration reform, one change is already in the works. Starting next month, the rules will be different for some immigrants who marry American citizens. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Life has thrown a number of curveballs at 43-year-old Johnny Gomez.
I used to have a business for about 5 years that I closed down due to the economy.
Now he works for the public health department in Ventura, California.
I'm making less than half of what I was before.
To complicate matters, his wife is from Mexico and she came here without documentation. The government will soon change the rules for some undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens, allowing a few to get waivers.
I'm a U.S. citizen and I'm applying for my wife's waiver so she doesn't have to be deported. If this doesn't happen, she will be deported anywhere from 6 months to 10 years.
Not everyone qualifies.
He has to get a waiver approved based on hardship, unusual, extreme hardship.
Ali Ballour is the immigration lawyer representing Johnny Gomez.
Mere separation is not hardship. So in Johnny's case, they have a special needs child. So the situation is severe.
Johnny's son is autistic. The child requires the constant attention of his mother, Margarita. She has a hard time imagining life without him.
I'm starting to cry.
Why are you crying? What are you thinking about?
Because I'm thinking for the situation, it's hard to separate with the family, my son. I always with them.
You're always taking care of them?
Yes.
Without his wife, Johnny says he'd have to hire someone to take care of his autistic son, an expense he can't afford.
If she is gone, I might have to seek government help and try to get onto assistance programs. Which is something I don't want to do. I want to be able to fend for my own family with my own job.
Attorney Ballour says the waivers could help thousands of families.
Imagine you're the sole breadwinner and your spouse all of a sudden has to go across the world and perhaps separated for years and years and years. It destroys families.
The government begins accepting hardship waiver applications on March 4th. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.